When I was 10 years old, our family went to Hawaii. We arrived about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and were so excited. After our parents checked us into the hotel, all 5 of us children ran down to the beach to go swimming. My brother Paul and sister Lisa were in their late teens. They were supposed to watch over us. We rented some floats and took off into the waves. But in the excitement of playing in the big waves and having so much fun, we looked up and couldn't find my 8-year-old sister, April. We searched and searched frantically, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I had never felt such a sick feeling in all of my life. We were sure April had drowned. The waves were huge. We searched for 45 minutes, then an hour, still nothing. An hour and 15 minutes later, we saw April way down the beach, walking toward us, carrying her float. We had never been so happy and so mad at her at the same time. April had fallen asleep on that float. It was 6 hours later at home, about 11 o'clock at night. She was tired. She drifted nearly 2 miles down the shore. She could have drifted out to sea. She could have woken up in the deep water and not been able to swim in it. 1,000 things could have happened, but God had her in a frame. There was a boundary set around her. Let me assure you, death can't penetrate your frame. God has to allow it. The number of your days He will fulfill. That's why I always tell people who have lost a loved one, especially if they went home at an early age. While we may not understand it, know this. The enemy didn't take your loved one. He doesn't have that power. God called them home. God received them into His presence. The angels carried them into the Heavenly Father's arms. When Jesus rose from the grave, He said, "You don't have to worry anymore. I hold the keys of death." He was saying, "Nobody determines your time except me. Death can't penetrate your frame. An accident can't penetrate your frame. Sickness can't penetrate your frame. God has to give it permission. He controls the whole universe." When you understand this, you can say with the Apostle Paul, "O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? I'm not afraid of you. You can't defeat me. I know there is a frame around my life. I'm not worried about my health. I've been framed. I'm not afraid to drive on the freeway. 1,000 may fall at my side. That's okay. I have a frame. 10,000 at my right hand. No problem. I've been framed. It's a hedge of protection, a bloodline that the enemy cannot cross." We see this principle in Job's life. Satan was looking for somebody to test. God said to Satan, "Have you seen my servant Job? There's none like him in all the land." Satan answered back something interesting. He said, "Yes, God, I've seen Job, but you know I can't touch him. You put a hedge around him. You've got a frame around his life." He went on to say, "If you will remove that frame and let me get to him, he'll curse you." What I want you to see is the enemy can't just do whatever he wants. He has to ask God for permission. God has to allow him to do it. Job went through a time of testing. He fought the good fight. In the end, not only did he not curse God, but he came out with double. When you go through tough times, if you have a bad break, if you're facing a sickness, don't get discouraged. Remember, the frame is still up. You keep moving forward, and you'll not only come out, but as Job did, God will bring you out better off than you were before. Friend, don't worry about your future. You've been framed. There are boundaries around your life put in place by the most powerful force in the universe. Not only can nothing get in without God's permission, you can't get out. You may run as Jonah did, but there'll be a fish waiting for you. You may kick as Saul did, but before long, you'll be the Apostle Paul. You may be about to take vengeance on somebody, as David was. Don't worry, Abigail is going to show up. That's the frame. Now, all through the day, instead of worrying, instead of being stressed out, under your breath, "Lord, thank you that my life has been framed. Thank you that my children are framed. Thank you that my health, my finances, my dreams, my future are all in your frame. I am protected." If you'll do this, you'll not only be happier, you'll not only have more peace, but God promises the number of your days He will fulfill. You will see His protection, His mercy, His favor, and nothing will keep you from your God-given destiny.